This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by SFMSports.net.
Stevenson wins another MAC Commonwealth Championship, their fifth consecutive, with a 12-6 victory over Albright tonight, now high atop Mustang Stadium. We'll welcome in a man who just picked up his 200th career victory, and more importantly, is back in the NCAA tournament with a MAC Commonwealth Championship win. He is Coach Paul Cantabene. Coach, first of all, congratulations both on the championship and on win number 200. I know, you know, we're not going to go too much into personal accolades, but it's got to be somewhat meaningful to you.
Well, it's always great when you hit those milestone type of numbers, but it's really not about me and the 200 wins. It's about really all the people that go into, especially the university, Kevin Manning, when he first came here hiring me, giving me the opportunity, and all the guys from the president's cabinet to the admissions people to all the players that have played with us. We've been very lucky to have some very, very talented guys that have played with us, and it's great, and it's really all about, you know, the people you work with, and especially I just mentioned to the team, Tim Pauls, who's been with me for 13 years, and, you know, Tim's done such a great job the whole time, so it's a great thing to do, but, you know, we got more work to do, but it's always good to hit that, and I think it's more important for the program type thing, how far we've come. You know, when I first got here, I thought my record would be 56 and 200, not 256. So, you know, it's nice to see what we have accomplished at Stevenson in just a short 13 years. It's truly a miracle where we came from to where we are now.
Coach, back to the game tonight. Obviously, it was a big win for you, another conference championship. It's five in a row, I believe. Talk about the seniors that stepped up tonight in tonight's game and what that means for you heading into the NCAAs.
Well, you know, it's really great to see Ross Dynan play well. You know, he's a guy that, you know, he struggled a little bit, not to tell you the truth, a little bit, and we're there, but, you know, he stepped up, and his play in the last three games have really been outstanding. You know, he's stepped up and done what he wants to practice the next day. He's given it all, and he understands what it means to be a senior. You know, Dylan Harris, and, you know, even though he's not a senior, he played outstanding tonight. Drew Kermode played outstanding. Tyler Furman, the big goal at the end of the quarter, you know, making those plays. Those are guys that, you know, you can say Parrish Young, another senior, just playing so hard, understanding. I mean, you can't even run by him defensively, and he's a short stick, and he's doing such a great job. So those seniors are really starting to kind of understand that, you know, this is any day can end, and they want to keep practicing. I think that's the biggest thing we want to practice. You know, our guys want to come out every day and give the effort and the sweat and be together. They don't want to do that, and that's what's the tough part about the NCAA tournament is that it can end any day, and you really got to go, and the team's going to be different from when that ends, and you got to cherish every moment you have together. So those seniors understand that a little bit and think we're getting great play, especially out of, you know, Donna Frio. You know, I think he started out a little slow today, and then he's like, I got to pick it up. And I thought he was flat out great drawing slides and moving it and playing just tough. And he hit some big shots. He probably could have had a few more, he'll tell you, but he still played great.
Team was tested in the first quarter. Obviously, if you fell behind. That's tested.
Yeah.
Do you think that can benefit you, that you were faced with a test like that and that they answered it the resounding way that they did?
Well, we've done a good job all year in getting behind, coming back. I think we've done a really good job of that. And I think the guys understand it's a long game. And we got down and we made some dumb plays. Chaz misses the ground ball all by himself, and they make a play and they score a goal, and, you know, we gave up some dumb things like that, and we got to do better. You know, and offensively we had some good shots, and I give him credit. Their goalie played the best game of his young career, and he did a great job and made some big saves while we were putting pressure on him. And, you know, anytime you play zone, it takes a while to break it down a little bit, and I think we did a good job with it. And but it was a good day, and we're happy to win our fifth one, and hopefully we'll have a few more here.
Coach, with the tournament coming up soon, obviously selection Sunday tomorrow, what do you expect from seeding-wise from the tournament, from the committee, and where you guys might be playing?
You wanted me to predict what the NCAA committee is going to do? I haven't predicted that in a while. You know, it's going to be interesting with some of the upsets that happened today, what's going to happen, you know, especially with Cortland losing and Bates losing, and tomorrow in the NESCAC championship game, if, you know, Middlebury wins, is really going to put the committee in a situation to where these pool Cs are going to go and what's going to happen. So, you know, we're just excited to be in it. We could get a home game. You know, we've had a pretty good regional ranking and stuff, or we could be on the road. But for now, we're just happy to be in it. We'll go anywhere. If they tell us to play, we'll play, and we'll look forward to it. And but I think our guys are excited to be back in it for the I think this is our ninth straight year being in the NCAA tournament. So I think only eight other teams have been in the tournament for nine straight years like we have, and that's just another kind of great thing we've been able to accomplish. And not many teams win five conference championships in a row, no matter what the conference is, and that's still a great accomplishment for us.
All right, before we let you go, I just found out last night that your brother is a rat. I had no idea.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
and I
so,
know how.
I mean, we know your relationship with refs.
That's great. Tremendous relationship with refs.
I actually
we get
know.
Together. I did ask the referee in the end. He goes, "Why does he call so many things against us? It's because you sliced the golf ball so much, and he didn't find it as funny as me." But I thought it was pretty funny. But no, Rob, my brother Rob's. You know, he's. You know, we're kind of like. You ever see the movie Twins?
Yeah.
You know, like I'm kind of like. You know, I'm 6 foot, and my brother's 5 foot four, and so. we're kind of like the complete opposites. And I have hair. He's bald. You know, I'm funny. He's not. You know, so it's no. But Rob's like,
hang on. In your heart, when you see him, do you just immediately go to yelling at him? Or
he actually calls me and tells me to lighten up sometimes, or he goes, hey, that was a good call, or you should do this or that. But you know, it's great that he's official. That's what he wants, to stay involved in the game. You know, he went to Elmira College and he wanted to stay involved, and he's been moving up all the time. So he had the Clarkson RIT game the other day, so he's moving up and hopefully get some Division I games here. And he does a great job. You know, I kind of kidded with Jay Kuhn. I texted Jake and go, hey, I don't think my brother helped you out. He didn't blow the whistle all game. He goes, that's the way I like it. Like, I thought he did a great job. So, but, you know, he does a great job. So, Rob, keep it up, and we're proud of you, and just keep it up.
We're proud of another conference championship here, hopefully at home on Wednesday night. Hopefully wherever it is, we'll see you there, all right?
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
Congratulations, Coach. Coach Paul Cantabene, and now the MVP of the MAC Commonwealth Tournament. What a couple of nights he had, including 11 saves. Still inspired. Rocking the Isaiah Thomas jersey again tonight like he did on Wednesday. We love it. Ross, congratulations on another big game, on a conference championship, and on a tournament MVP. I know this has to really feel really good for you.
It feels great. Definitely a lot of credit to the defense. Dom, like I said yesterday, Dom, Drew, Dylan, D. Middies, Justin Burnett, faceoff, had a huge game today. I think he might have lost three all day, and that just takes the pressure off of us. And, you know, we're there when we need to be there.
Ross, obviously, Coach mentioned earlier in the year you having a little bit of a struggle. The defense playing, you know, was not as strong at times as it is now. What does it mean for you to have back-to-back games like this heading into NCAA tournament?
I think it's just good for my confidence. I mean, not that I ever lacked it, but just know you go out there and made some saves, helped the team win. It definitely helps for preparation for the next game. A little mumble there.
We were talking about you guys being tested. It was a 4-1 game at the end of the first quarter. Can you take me back to the end of the first quarter and the conversation and what you guys did to lift each other up and make sure that you didn't allow that to bury you tonight?
We listened to Dom kind of in those situations. Dom just keeps reminding us to maintain the standard. And if we maintained our standard that whole game, there was no way we could have lost. And that's eventually what happened. We just kept playing how we can play.
And now the NCAA tournament ahead. And this is going to be your first chance to get between the pipes of the NCAA tournament. What's that going to mean to you?
I can't wait. I've been waiting, and I do not want to lose.
Nobody wants to see that at all. I can hear the celebration in the background, so I want to let you get there. Ross, huge congratulations on two really big games and being the MVP of the MAC Commonwealth Tournament.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Ross Dining, good dude. Appreciate it, man. Thank you for coming up and joining us, and congratulations on a huge effort these last couple of games.